It's about this time of the year when I think I should really do something more with YouTube videos and audio boo. So welcome to a pre-season audio boo. I am currently walking just up Rouen Road, which is, some of you will no doubt know, it's the road between Carrow Road, where the floodlights are still on, and the Archant Towers offices, where I spend far too much of my time. It is the evening after Norwich City have just drawn 2-2 with Celta Vigo in their final pre-season friendly of the summer. And I suppose there's every chance I might get mugged. So this could be quite a comical audio boo. Let's hope it's not. So anyway, it's a little over a week and Norwich City will be in action at Molineux against Wolves. The championship season will be up and running. Now, I don't like pre-season. I'm not a big fan of it. You end up writing a lot and saying a lot, judging on a veritable number of pre-season games where it's very difficult to judge whether what you're seeing is actually going to be much use or much worth when it comes to the actual real stuff. I think what we can take in from Norwich's performances, and I should say I've only actually seen the first and last pre-season friendlies and then the actual goals and bits and bobs because I've got to have a holiday at some point, but it's clear that there is this mentality now that they are trying to instill that we are going to score more goals than you. There are going to be a lot of goals at Norwich City Football Club next season. They're going to concede a few as well. I think a lot of talk's been made of Norwich needing more, needing to recruit some backup in defence, some new figures, stop concentrating on the strikers and midfielders and buy some centre-backs and maybe the odd full-back. But I'm not sure if there's a particular weak link. I think Norwich look a little bit shaky at the back as an organisational matter, and not necessarily a negative of what Neil Adams is trying to do, but just maybe the consequence of having your full-backs a long way up the pitch and pressing a player when they're on halfway, rather than what we saw last season, which was a lot of times simply Norwich backing off when the opposition had the ball and making sure they were compact in their own half. You won't get that next season. And, you know, in the Championship, when Norwich are supposed to be pressing to promotion, you can't really argue with them actually trying to do that either. So that's all good. And there's most definitely a better fluency going forward. Norwich have been quick out of the blocks. They were tonight, and by all accounts they were against Nice as well in the two games at home. In fact, if you genuinely ask me where Norwich are maybe struggling a little bit, I think it's in the middle. I think it's in central midfield. Chris Gorham mentioned it to me a few weeks back in Braintree, actually, where they were struggling for bodies. And Johnny Howson is, of course, injured for the opening start of the season. Gary O'Neill looks like he may well be joining and could well do a job in the middle there, but he's not a spring chicken, bless him. So it's an interesting conundrum, because I think certainly Alex Tetti's fitness and Johnny Howson's is going to be vital. And while I don't think Norwich necessarily should have hung on to David Fox for this season, I do think they need a player like him, and like he was when Norwich got promoted from the Championship, a player who can control the midfield, can keep the ball, keep City ticking over. I think that's vital, and I'm not necessarily sure City have that at the moment. Maybe O'Neill can do that for them over the course of the season. Anyway, there's some thoughts. What else? New signings. Clearly, I've still not been mugged, so that's good. Clearly, Graben and Lafferty both look very useful as the game started early, and I kind of like what I've seen from both of them. Graben clearly likes dropping deep, which is an interesting issue, because you're going to have midfielders going on beyond him. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult for Norwich to have the right amount of bodies in the box. But Graben's clearly lively and will take a chance. Scored a lovely couple of goals today. And Kyle Lafferty was lively when he was out and about it, but he did disappear as well. He looked a little bit short of fitness, which is understandable given he has missed summer pre-season. So with maybe a few more games and minutes under his belt, we'll see where that one goes. Interesting one with Gary Hooper. If he leaves, Norwich are short. I don't think they can afford to let him go and not bring someone else in. I think that's going to be the story of this week. But of course, not only this week, But the rest of the month, because the transfer window closes, I think it's the 1st of September that it closes, and Norwich's start of the season is going to be very important solely for what the current players make of it. I think if it's a difficult start and Norwich aren't picking up points, it's going to make it difficult for them to keep hold of the players they want to. It's all got to go in their direction and in their favour, and then hopefully they can keep the group together. So we shall see. Anyway, Wolves soon. There you go. This is a ramble. I'm sure I will do them again until I maybe forget about Audioboo again. I'll try not to. What should I say? We'll try and do a Pinken podcast this week, pinken.com. You'll find all the usual build-up and analysis there. I'll have to get Paddy in on one of these too. Anyway, there you go. I really am rambling now. I've got a weekend off. I'm still on my pre-season camp, so the training camp. Hopefully I'll be fighting fit come Monday. Enjoy your weekends, everyone.